Welcome to In Our Mom's Basement Video Game Podcast, where we talk about everything video games with your host, Dan Giofue and Rage Quit Pat.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to podcast episode 53. I am Dan, your host, with Rage Quit Pat, who's over on the other side. So today we got a special guest joining us. Before we get into that, of course, I'm going to have to tell you where to find us. So you can find us any iTunes, Google, Snitcher, Spotify, Pandora, at our mom's basement, and our website at inourmomsbasement.com. Also on Mixer at In Our Mom's Basement. Pretty much anywhere, pretty much with the same name. Very simple to find us. So for this episode, we got a guest joining us. He is a game dev. He's created his own game. Second game, I believe he told us. We're super excited to talk to him, to learn more about him, to learn about the game he's creating, which is called Lockdown. And we're going to jump into some gameplay soon. But we're just going to bring him in and welcome him into the podcast, man. Mufins, is that the correct way to pronounce that? Yeah, we're super excited. So let's start off by telling everybody a little bit about you, a little bit about the game, where they can find you on social and whatnot.
Oh, sure. Okay, so my real name is Tony. We designed this game, myself and a partner. We'd been talking about designing games for most of our lives. I designed a little ball rolling, knocking things over, pin style game, and he had never done anything before. We decided to take on this undertaking. We've been gamers our whole lives, and we think the premise that we have here is pretty interesting. Before I go into that, our socials are Twitter. You can follow Crichton Studios, which is C-H-R-I-T-O-N Studios. Instagram is the same. We just use our personal Twitch, which mine is Mufins with two zeros instead of O's. And those are the main ways to contact us. You can find all of our Discords, phone numbers, emails, everything pretty much on all those. So take a look. You can also find a link to the game as well, which has released on Steam now onto a wish list. The way the game works is pretty easy. It is based on multiplayer. There is a single player mode. However, the multiplayer is built to handle up to 10 people, 10 other survivors, we call them in the game. The goal of the game is to survive against the undead that are everywhere throughout the map, as well as the up to 9 other survivors that are in search of a key card to unlock an airlock on the end of town. So, in the game, there is one key card when you start. Every 60 seconds, another one will spawn. So that allows survivors to kind of, if they've been in a house previous, it could spawn there after they've already looked at it. So it keeps things really fresh and obviously helps move the game along if you can't find one. When the key card is found, it alerts some of the other survivors to either converge on the door to try to stop your exit or to try to find a card faster than you can get to the door and escape. In the beginning, in the early access, which is coming out on May 15th, it's one mode, which is a free-for-all, and one exit, and that's the premise of the game. Down the line, there will be a co-op mode added to it. There will be different maps, different weapons, all sorts of stuff that'll kind of come into play as we progress. But we think it's different. We've classified it as a survival horror escape type game. And we think, the way it's been set up, it should be a pretty solid launch, and I think a pretty solid game.
Yeah, I've been following it pretty closely. I joined your Discord. I've been watching the streams. It looks a lot of fun, man. And I know that there's a beta going around. Can people participate in this?
The beta that's going around, you actually can still participate in it for another week. Very simple to do. You just come into our Discord, type in exclamation point beta as the command in any of the channels. It messages it right to you. We are going to pick a few beta testers, or most beta testers are going to receive a key for the game when it releases on Steam, just for kind of a thank you for helping us get everything started and test the game and stress test it and find all the bugs, because that's inevitable. And that's just our way of appreciating what you guys have done for us so far. But yes, you can still do it till the 29th.
That's good, man. I need to jump into that beta. I have not had a chance to play yet, but I'm going to. It looks like a lot of fun, man. I do like that kind of that horror survivor type of gameplay. Pat and I usually do enjoy playing those type of games.
Yeah, thank you. And that's what we went for. It's something different and, something to kind of cool down with at the end of the night. It's not hyper competitive. It's just a fun game to play with friends, meet new people, and really enjoy it.
So when I was looking, when I was checking out the gameplay, when you sent over the trailer, I see that, you have like a flashlight and stuff like that. And I see the player kind of flicking it on and off. Now, does that do the zombies gain attention when they see that flashlight?
They.
So, couple of the gameplay elements when you kind of flick the flashlight on, the zombies kind of react to it. So are zombies reacting to sound, light, and things like that?
So they're built to react to sight of pretty much anything. So if they do see something alter in the map, such as a flashlight, it will pull them faster because they do secondary look for sound as well. So chances are, if you put the flashlight on them, the range is going to be a little longer. They'll see you a little quicker. But again, secondary will be sound. So yes.
And there was a jump scare moment too when the flashlight flicked on and the zombie was like made a noise right now. I was like, oh gosh, a little jump scare moment there. Is that going to be? Because I know you said it's survival horror and stuff. Is there going to be situations where like that where the room is like kind of quiet and then you flick the flashlight on and then boom, a zombie could be right, couple zombies could be right next to you, things like that. Could we
There's
expect?
definitely a couple spots where you're going to see that. There's a couple spots where you're going to hear them screaming at you from outside of the house. Because we want to make you nervous. We want to make you look in every corner and around every, up the stairs, down the stairs, and really check through things, So we have a few of those in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I see. Even now, you guys throwing this beta process, you guys are actually listening to your community and building off of that, which is really nice. Because a lot of these companies out there, or indie devs, don't really pay attention to that. So it's really nice to be able to see you actually replying, responding to the fixes and changes. So
Oh, thank you.
I'll give you credit for that. It's awesome.
We appreciate it, and that's really what we want to do with this, is build it around the community, make sure they know that we're hearing them, we're making the changes that they really think would make the game better for everybody else. And we hope that people keep coming, people keep giving us suggestions, so we can keep building this game and really make it exactly what everybody's looking for.
Now, is there certain game features that you guys are planning on wanting to add later on in the future?
So the first features we plan to add in the first version out after the early access is going to be new map, new weapons that'll kind of drop around, health kits instead. You'll have a regeneration, but you'll have a faster way to heal with health kits. Most of that's going to be in there, plus the co-op mode we hope to add in that update as well. So you can we have it. Kind of in beta testing now. We're kind of up in the air about do we allow you to join with a group or do we force you to find people in the game? Because you can obviously find the games server based. So we're kind of back and forth on that idea.
Okay, and is there a location where your beta testers and your player, your community can reach out and give you suggestions and upgrades for the game? Where can I do that?
I tell everybody, if you have a suggestion, if you have something you think can, make things better, or just anything general, you send me a message on Discord, a message on Twitter. You can contact me any which way. Please don't feel the need to have to post in general, and because there's going to be times where I don't see that. Just send messages directly. I don't mind. I'd rather hear from you, be able to talk to you, get your ideas. Even if it's something about the game or just something in general, I'm happy to answer anything you guys need to know or would like to know.
And is this the first game you've ever created, or is there another game that you
So
created
this
later
is the
on?
first game we've actually ever created and brought to market. The other one was kind of, like I said, I built it just to test out how to actually do it, because neither of us had schooling for it. Neither of us, it's all tutorial based and just trial and error, trial and error. So this is the first one we've ever brought to market. The first time we've ever tried to launch one through Steam. There's a lot of first multiplayer as well, and that was a lot tougher than I thought it was going to be.
I know you mentioned health packs and stuff. Looking to bring in health packs. I see health regeneration. What else is kind of like inventory management? Is there going to be ammo scattered around, or are you kind of just any other weapons scattered around the map, or are you just kind of keeping it? You use your ammo smart. Like don't or is that the approach?
Yes, the approach is to use your ammo smart. We give you plenty of it. I mean, you have 120 shots. It's gonna, and the average kill is gonna be 3 to 4 per AI, and 3 to 4 per player. So if you survive for a while, obviously you may run out, but you can pick up other people's guns, you can replenish your ammo, you can do all that stuff. So plus you have a knife as well. So I mean, melee is always going to work for you too. You'll never be without something. But yes, for now it's limited ammo.
Any other enemies? So what's kind of like the approach? Like how? So if I'm a new player, kind of jumping in, what would you kind of recommend? Do you recommend kind of being stealth, just kind of easing your way around the zombies, looking for the key cards, or would you recommend kind of run and gun, or is this kind of suited for all gameplay styles?
This we feel is really suited for all gameplay styles, because you can be stealthy and just go around the map and try to creep on everybody and everything, find the card and just sneak your way out. Then you can also run and gun it. I mean, it's going to be a lot harder for you because every noise everybody hears. It's really molded how you want to do it. You know, you chances are, especially with the conversion on the door, because everybody does hear that some of the players hear that the key card's been found. You'll need to fight eventually, unless you're incredibly stealthy and you wait everybody else out. But it's really built how you guys want to do it. And the reason we did it that way is because we want it to be how you want to play it. That's why the co-op, again, would be more meet you in game and a trust thing. You know, I trust that we're going to work together, even though I've never met you and I may not know you personally. Mm-hmm. We want to give as little as possible, but while still giving a good experience on it. We don't want mini maps. We don't want you to know who has the key card. We want you to know as little as possible. So you're really kind of chancing everything that you do, similar to how it would be, I guess. You don't know who has what, you know, it's just kind of a guess. So you can unload on 3 people and think that you got them, or you can not bother, or you can just try to take everybody out. It doesn't really matter, but you could be wasting time in doing that. So there's a lot of layers, and it's all about how you want to do it.
So if you walk into a random person and team up with this person, both of you guys can escape and take the W?
Yeah, so the co-op mode that we're planning to design is that's one of the options we have. So you can just say, hey, I'm going to work with you, or you know, there'll be proximity voice in the game at that time. You can figure, and there's chat boxes anyway, but you'll have that too. You'll be able to communicate with them, just kind of team up, and it's a very loose alliance type of thing. You know, if they wanted to have you find the key card, you told them you found it, you run to the door and you unlock it, and they decide to kill you right then and there, they can. It's not going to stop that from happening, but and we want it to be that way, a nice loose, you know, can I trust you, can I not trust you, and really dive into it.
All right, that makes sense. And then let's say you do win end game, is winning gonna benefit you in any sort of way? Like will there be like a level system for your character, or is this something that might be planned, or would you be able to track your wins?
Yeah, so that's our next thing as well. After the initial early access plus the update, we're hoping to add in a small experience system at that time. It'll be expanded upon. We'd like to bring, you know, leveling up, getting less experience points if you team up with somebody to escape, you know, depending on how many people, because you ultimately with the co-op, you could team up with the entire room if you wanted to and just take out the AIs and everybody escape. But it's completely doable. So less experience, the more people that get out, simplistic things like that, and then hopefully move into a stat system as well.
Are you hoping for any epic betrayals? Can we pick up key cards if we kill a player?
Yep, that's another thing too. So at the moment, we actually are only spawning them in the world because we want it to kind of be, I want you to look through the town, I want you to be on edge, I want you to find the card, and I want you to try to be the first one out. In time, though, yeah, there's going to be drops of the items, we're hoping, as well, so they can just scoop the key card from somebody and just run right out.
Oh, man. So we could possibly see, with that co-op mode you're explaining, possibly some deceivers where they're like, oh, yeah, man, I'll help you out. And then right when it's about to end, they just kind of pop them in the head and take their key cards and skedaddle out.
Exactly. And that's how we want it to be. Nice and loose. You know what I mean? You gotta trust them.
I mean, it's very interesting because you don't really see, I mean, you see games like that, but not very often where you have the option to kind of deceive in a way like that. Like, you know, you're kind of questioning, should I trust this player? Should I not, in the type of world that you're in? How many zombies are on screen?
There's hundreds in the world. So it could be, depending on where you are, it could be anywhere from a horde of 15 of them to a single roamer.
That's pretty cool. I would love to see some specialties sooner, you know, one day, you know, some like Left 4 Dead ones, like Boomers, and that would be pretty dope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we thought about changing that up too down the line, and I think that we may try to do that when we update a new map, try a, you know, a different type of horde, kind of mix them together and keep growing it that way too.
What was the inspiration behind this?
So, you know, I've been asked that a lot, and I still haven't come up with a really good answer for it. You know, I was a Resident Evil fan when I was younger. It still am. You know, I played it when I was a kid. It used to horrify me. I used to watch my stepdad play it all night. It used to scare me to death when I was a kid when the first one came out. Yeah, right. And then, you know, right around when, you know, Nemesis came out and 4 came out, I started to play it myself, and I really liked it. And, you know, my cousin and I, who's, you know, the other guy on this project, we kind of just were talking one day about really kind of getting down and designing a game. And, you know, we're big puzzle people. We like puzzle type games. We like escape. You know, you do the escape rooms in your local area. I mean, and those are fun to us too. And it was, you know, how can you merge this idea kind of together and make something fun out of it? And we went back and forth for weeks and weeks trying to figure out what would be best. And, you know, at one point, was it going to be better with key cards or better with a 4-digit code to get out? I mean, there was a lot of things that we altered around, but we just kind of merge escape rooms with kind of that horror genre puzzle mixing. And you know, we're Apex players. We've been Counter-Strike players for our entire lives, and so we get the competitiveness to most things. And it, we just kind of took everything we know best and put it into one game. And we wanted to be different. We don't like to just make a game that's like another one. We wanted to do something a little different than what's out there, and I think we accomplished that. And I think it's a lot of fun. I really do.
I think that a key code sounds pretty awesome. That'd be a cool thing to do later on, you know, a different kind of mode instead of key card, you know, do the pin code. I think that would be a pretty cool mode, you know?
So it's funny, we were actually considering doing that with like a first player only to start, and kind of make a few puzzles on the same map where they have to find the numbers, they can find clues, find things all over the map, and then have to put in that 4-digit code to end. So we thought about putting that as a single player mode first to test, and then move it into multiplayer depending on their response.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds cool. I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, so I see that this whole thing, it was, yeah, like one gun. Is there plans on adding new types of gun, like snipers and other assault rifles, SMGs?
Yep, so right now you start with a 30-round rifle, and then a 12-round kind of a semi-automatic. The scope is a little bit better on the secondary gun. Just, again, people further away, it's one, you know, not bolt action, but 12-round semi-automatic. And yes, there is chance, you know, our plan is to add in different guns, different rifles, snipers eventually, you know, pistols, things like that, absolutely.
Yeah, I can see snipers, just people sitting in the house waiting for you to cross that window.
Exactly.
Like, what is one of the biggest challenges that you guys had creating this game?
A lot of it was really the replication of everything that needed to do multiplayer. It's really interesting when you dive in. You know, you think something should work, and then it'll work intermittently, which goes against pretty much everything you've ever learned about coding anything. Is it either works or it doesn't, and there's really usually not a gray area on it. So a lot of the, you know, having a, you know, a multiplayer see this person this way and react to the shots and hear the shots and see the shots and have the AIs physically attack the player, not just do damage with no animations, or vice versa, do animations with no damage, not see him, not chase him, you know, stop at a certain wall. Really, the multiplayer side of it was the hardest thing. Just getting everything so everybody can see it instead of just, you know, one person seeing it, one person not.
Yeah. I keep watching this gameplay over. I know that I've seen the one part where this guy's looking in a cage. That's what a question mark. Is there some kinds of Easter eggs laying out?
So we put a lot of little Easter eggs in here, you know, quite a few spots just to, again, mess with people a little bit on a few things, but also, you know, there are reasons behind it all. Some are very simple, just as call-out reasons, because our goal, as I said, is to move into a co-op mode. And because there's no mini-map, we want you to have to say, I'm in the clown house like you were, or I'm in, you know, I see this question mark upstairs. And It's like any map. Once you learn the map, you know where these things are, so now you can start working together. Some of them are like that. Other ones do have meaning behind them, and you'll see them. There's a picture on the wall with an arrow on it that shows the woods, which is basically how you run out of the map. You run through the woods to get out of the map, so that's kind of how that's indicated. So,
what other maps are you guys planning to push at? I see this one is kind of like a town with some houses, and I know you said in the future you are looking to add other maps. What other kind of maps could we expect?
So we're the next one we're hoping to do is kind of more of a woodland town area, not so urban as this one is. So houses are further apart, fields are larger, more in the woods, more foresty, trees, creeks, lakes, different, AIs and a different way to escape. So it's that's our first goal. And then to kind of move past that and into maybe a larger metro type area, kind of just keep doing these scenic things that people can really get into, enjoy the atmospheres, and also, make a difference so not every town feels the same.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, it looks really good. I'm the gameplay looks cool. I love the blood looks really nice. I like the blood splatter on the floor and everything like that, and the background pieces and everything like that with the chairs kind of folded over and stuff like that.
Thank you.
It's really interesting.
The design was a lot of fun.
Is this referencing a town? Because I know some developers have they kind of develop a town where it's similar to their own. Is it something like that, or
this one actually really wasn't built off anything besides coming down here and working on it every night. It just kind of, I like to tell everybody it kind of built itself when we really started getting going. It's just kind of like you put a couple things here, a couple things there, and all of a sudden, oh, well, that would fit here, that would fit there. And it just kind of kept growing. So it was a lot of fun to watch it come to life from, nothing to this.
I really like the urban area of the houses and everything like that.
Can the really zombies good. Outrun you by any chance?
So the zombies can't out-sprint you. They can keep pace for running. Right now it is unlimited sprints. As long as you're sprinting, you'll stay ahead of them. But, in this game too, most of the places that you're going to run, you could spawn six of them, have them chase you, and then spawn six more and have in front of you, and then you're trapped. The zombies are relatively easy to kill. However, they do heavy damage if they get on you. If 10 of them are on you attacking at the same time, you're dead. They do 10 damage a clip, so, and they attack relatively quickly.
Yeah,
I see it right now on the gameplay. I see from the gameplay that one zombie pretty much took out 40 HP on one person, so definitely for players out there, recommend avoiding at all costs.
Yeah, that's what I say to most is if you have an opportunity to run, but realize they're not going to stop. They're going to find you one way or another. They're going to keep on you as long as they possibly can. But you do your best. What I've seen a lot of people doing in the betas is running the zombies into another player. That I've seen, and that I think is really the way you want to do it, because once you have that card, if you pull any type of zombie attention at all, every other player is going to see six of them chasing you, so that pinpoints where you are because they can just follow them to find you.
Is the main focus to just stay on PC, or do you eventually want to go on an Xbox or console or anything like that?
Right now, the goal is really just to stay on PC. We really want to get this. There's a lot of building left to do. I don't view it as being where we want. It's where we want it to be, but we still want to grow it and make it better. So for now, it's strictly PC. But if we were able to get it, with the community's help and community suggestions, really elevated to something that everybody truly loves, then I would have no issue moving it.
I don't know. This might be a little overstepping, but is this going to eventually support controller support?
It's funny you mentioned that, because we were actually looking into that a couple days ago. We'd like to move it into that because I feel like a lot of people do use controllers. So we're actually kind of digging in and hoping we may be able to get that done for the early access launch. But if not, it's something we've definitely considered putting in.
Yeah, because I know Pat over there doesn't use a mouse and keyboard. He's all controller, so.
Yeah, I was never really good with mouse and keyboard. When I was younger, there used to be this place that had Counter-Strike, and that was my first like test on mouse and keyboard, and I just could not get the hang of it. I know most people love it, but I really just could not get the hang of it.
I get that too. It took me forever to get mouse and keyboard down. I come from the consoles too. I mean, I was, you know, a PlayStation person, Sony person my whole life, and
yeah,
you know. I never had a PC good enough to run anything when I was a kid. I mean, it was just kind of like,
yeah, I could had play a bell. Like this.
Yeah, exactly. You could play like DOS Blackjack and that's it, yeah. You know, and that's all we did. And, you know, once I got one built up, I got into Counter-Strike 1.5 and that was the end of it.
That's just all I needed a computer different. For was for Counter-Strike 1.5 and Diablo 2.
yeah. It was, those were the good days. You know, when I could stay up till 4 a.m. and do it all night, and you know, those were the best. Now I can barely do it till like 1.
Yeah, those times were awesome. No, nothing really to worry about, and just kind of game out till like 4 or 5 a.m, sleep until the afternoon, and just do it all over again.
Yep, I loved it. I had a small DJing gig when I was younger for a company called ECQ. That's long dead for now, but I used to run their morning shift from like 1 to 5, and I used to do it every morning. And it was just the best times, you know, hanging out, just doing that stuff, and then playing games while the songs are going, and then just messing around when you're done with that. That was one of the best things.
What were there any other titles that were coming to mind, or were you guys fully set on naming the game Lockdown?
So we messed with Lockdown Morristown, but we felt like that locked us in too much. You know, because the map name of the first map is Morristown. We talked about Quarantine. We talked about there was a couple other ones too that just never really fit. And then they started getting into longer names. I can't remember them because Lockdown just sat with us and it was like, you know what, that'll work. We like that one. I think it makes sense. So
makes sense. Simple. Straight to the point.
Right, and you could build on the brand, and that's what we wanted. You know, we want to build, like I said, more maps and more this and more that. We don't want to be one-dimensional with just one thing. We want to keep going. So I think it's nice and easy to remember and super easy to find. And
how long do you guys expect this to be in the early access for on Steam?
3 to 6 months is our guess, but that's not saying 3 to 6 months till the first update. That's just saying 3 to 6 months till I think we've done a well enough job with feedback from the community, because I feel that as this grows and as it goes on Steam and as more people play it, you're going to get more feedback on it. Oh, yeah. So to offer that time where it's kind of, I would hope, on its, you know, initial ascent, it gives enough ample time for us to get the suggestions, put the things into works, and then make the game that everybody wants it to be.
Now, speaking of updates, how often are you gonna? Is your goal to try to push updates for early access?
Our goal for updates is to push weekly in early access, depending on size and things like that. I mean, even small updates, you know, a character reskin, you know, ADS redesign, ADS adjustment, you know, anything that somebody brings to us, that's the biggest thing I would want the community that ends up, you know, purchasing this game and playing it, you know, to know. If you see something that doesn't sit right, doesn't feel right, doesn't look right, you know, let us know. There's, you know, we want to fix it and we want to make it as good as we can. So.
Yeah, you were mentioning character skins and stuff like that. What kind of character skins do you guys currently have now?
So currently we just have a single survivor skin that's going to go on the players themselves to start off. As we progress, there's going to be more skins. They'll be randomly done, so every game will just be somebody different. People have asked us in the past if we did want to do weapon skins and, you know, kind of get into, I don't want to say the freemium style things, but we don't really want to go that route. Personally, just because we kind of want to go old style with this kind of, hey, you're level 60. So at level 60, you unlock this level 70, 80, 90, you know, I don't want you to have to buy it. I want you to earn it. I want you to, you know, enjoy the game, play the game and get to these goals instead of just whipping out a credit card and paying us.
Yeah. I think that's what a lot of gamers, have been asking for too. I was going to, is there going to be, there's going to be like no loot boxes or or anything like that. You guys are kind of trying to move away from such practices like that.
At this point in time, yeah. I mean, I don't foresee that changing either. Like I said, we want you to play the game. We want you to earn the things in the game. And just really kind of enjoy it. I mean, you know, we think this is just a kind of a fun thing to do with friends, a fun thing to meet other people in. And it does get tense at times. I mean, I'll tell you honestly, and I know this may sound pluggy, and I don't mean it to sound pluggy, but being the designer, I've jumped at certain things. I've gotten frustrated trying to find one. I've gotten irritated getting killed by the people that are baiting this thing with me. I've gotten down on myself for finishing 5th out of 5 mm-hmm. in a game that I've designed. I mean, you know, it gets me, you know, it's scared me a little bit. And like I said, I mean, for the most part, I know where things are. So it's just a lot of fun. And then we don't want to make you pay for any more. I mean, we want you to get the game. You know, could there be downloadable content in the future? Yes. Is it going to be crazy expensive? No. And no, we do not want to go with loot boxes. And, you know, I don't know. I understand the practice. I get it. But I'd rather you guys just enjoy it and progress instead of having to pay for things.
Well, you're not going to hear any complaints from us. We hate loot boxes. So you're not, you know, we were the two that got suckered in and bought. I mean, I know it's fixed now, but we bought Battlefront 2 and, you know, we all know where that road ended. So
I'll never forget that. That was unbelievable how fast that just blew up.
Yeah. So, you know, we always have to kind of ask those questions with, you know, when any new game is it going to have, you know, such things like that. Are you going to be adding any, because just by looking at this map, I mean, any like weather elements, like maybe some heavy rain, anything like that?
We may do it. We talked about it for a long time and it was kind of like, do you want to do it? Do you not want to do it? I mean, I'll be honest with you. It took us 5 days to figure out what we wanted the color of the sky to be. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we may at this point in time. I mean, if there's a huge calling for it, absolutely. But right now it's kind of like, let's focus on the core elements. Let's focus on making it look nice, making it feel nice, making everything what we want it to be. And then let's see what the community thinks about it. And we can always add on those things in, you know, a day or two if there's a nice big crowd for it.
Yeah, just when I, you know, like I was saying, when I look at the map and if maybe some, you know, it would be for a player like me when there's like heavy rain and like the weather and, you know, it kind of cancels out the noise of the zombies. You kind of don't know where they are when that heavy rain's just kind of hitting you. It just kind of adds to that tension.
Oh, I'm with you 100%. And it was funny because a few of our beta testers actually mentioned it's almost eerily quiet in the game.
Yeah, I noticed that in the beginning. In the beginning, it was like so silent. And then all of a sudden, a zombie, like I said, pounced right next to me. A couple, I was like, oh, shit.
Yep.
And like, damn, all right. It's one of those, just kind of quiet. Oh, everything's okay. And then nope.
Mm-hmm. So now what's happening before early access is we've actually gotten a lot of feedback on, you know, add a few things to break up the silence. So when you say to me a few things to break up the silence, and you know, I'm going to add a few things to break up the silence, but they may not be, you know, light noises and peaceful noises. They may be different types of noises that, you know, maybe get a little jump out of you. So I'll definitely make it a little louder, but it may not be what they were hoping it to be.
Nope. God, Dan, I was just saying, yes.
Speaking of all this, how much did we talk about how much this was going to be coming out early access?
So our goal is to keep it at, it's going to be, you know, we haven't fully determined it. We're thinking pretty much $10 to $15. We're going to keep it on the lighter side. Probably more towards lighter, probably at, you know, $9.99, something like that. Because for us, it's about building the community. You know, I think $10 is reasonable. I don't think it's high, you know, for something that, you know, we think we've built that's pretty well. But yeah, we're thinking that, and hopefully it brings a nice strong community, a nice strong launch, and we can keep moving from there.
Yeah, I think 10-15 is very reasonable for a game.
Yeah, I mean, we want a community, you know, everybody. We want everybody that's interested in it to be able to not only afford it, you know, but, you know, get in, enjoy it, play with their friends, you know, just get people involved and have some fun. You know, we're not looking to make millions of dollars. We're, you know, looking to have some fun with people and be able to keep churning out these games that people enjoy playing.
You guys have, I don't mean to ask this way too early. Do you guys have like a roadmap that you kind of have goals and kind of what you want to go do moving forward? I know you mentioned maps, character skins, and things like that.
So our goal is to continually update this through early access. As we said, once a week is what we're hoping on small and big. And then get it to a full launch with, you know, at least three maps, three separate maps, more guns, and potentially larger maps as well. So you're able to play with maybe 20 people instead of 10 or 30, for, you know, keep kind of escalating.
Well, that'll be really interesting.
Yeah, so that's what we're going towards. What we're also hoping to do is, you know, take this multiplayer that we've restarted with and convert this into kind of a single player. I don't want to call it a shoot 'em up type game, but a single player game that exists within this that's more in depth, you know, maybe even a bit more story based, and you know, have that be part of this world as well. So kind of a single player adventure style thing, shoot 'em up, I guess, kind of, and then the multiplayer system, which will look like this.
Well, is there any plans on a day cycle, like a day map instead of only night?
Yep, we talked about that. Just doing each town, or each town layout map, what have you, day and night.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
There are a few people obviously that really stray away from, you know, the horror genre or anything that's kind of has those jump scares. So we, you know, daytime will obviously make them feel more comfortable and, you know, maybe give the game a chance because they can see more.
would you guys, so with day and night cycles, I feel kind of the gameplay changes as well. Would you guys tweak the gameplay a little bit for a day if they switch it to daytime as opposed to night?
So in the beginning, we don't have intention to change the gameplay just because, you know, the key cards are hidden in hundreds of locations throughout the map, mostly hidden, you know, not in plain sight. So it's still going to be difficult to find. You know, you take the flashlight off, you do convert it to day. I mean, obviously we're not going to make it incredibly bright, but maybe kind of a little, you know, obviously brighter, more, I don't know, 7 a.m. type, 6 a.m. So there's no plan to tweak it, change the spawn points, maybe change a few things about the game so it's not exact, but no big overhauls.
Okay. It was just out of curiosity. I know if there was any like tweaks for the daytime, but that's cool.
Yeah, no, it should be. You pick day, you pick night, and then you just play whichever one is. We feel the game should last about 30 minutes for, you know, a group of 10.
3 minutes is I would say that's a pretty good time. That's pretty average battle royale time.
Yeah, yeah. And depending, I mean, you could find one in the first 30 seconds, but odds are you're not going to get out.
Yeah, I mean, so far from you know, what we talked about, what we see here, I mean, it looks like a pretty solid choice, and it seems like you guys have a pretty solid idea and pretty good goals going forward. And I mean, at least I downloaded the beta, so I have that installed, so I'm actually going to be playing that.
You know, it's really cool that you guys are kind of going into a territory like this, because, you know, I'm hardcore survival horror, Resident Evil, Silent Hill, Outlast, you know, you name a survival horror game, I've played it. You don't really see a game kind of like this. I mean, there's the Left 4 Deads, which is more of like, you know, four-player co-op, and it had the multiplayer where you could play as, you know, the special zombies and stuff like that. But this is really interesting. You know, there's really not much of something like this where you kind of have 10 players squatted on a map and, hey, here's some key cards. Also, you know, avoid these zombies. We've seen other even big market companies attempt the multiplayer, and kind of, you know, you look at Resident Evil, you know, what they have done.
Cool. Yeah.
You know, we could talk about that, but, you know, this is really interesting. It looks really good, and it's awesome. You know, it's just the two of you guys. It's crazy to see how far video games have come. You know, back when we were kids, you couldn't even, you know, was it even really possible to have a two-man team to do something like this? So this is really cool, man. This is awesome that you guys did this.
Oh, we really appreciate it. I mean, I I promise you. I mean, there was a lot of times during this project where we kind of called each other and we're like, maybe we should think about doing something a little less for right now. But we just kept plugging away, and it was just, you know, you'd have your nights where you had these big, huge, just breakthroughs where all of a sudden this worked and we thought it was going to take a month to figure out and it took 2 hours. And then you had your setbacks that were the exact opposite that we thought would, ah, you know, change the color of this paint. It'll take 5 minutes, and it took 3 days. But the finished project, finished product, and, you know, again, not to sound pitchy, but I mean, just the way it came out, the way it looked, I mean, we're really proud of it. And we really think, you know, it can be a lot of fun for a lot of people.
Do you like, do you find when you're like game, when you were like early on kind of game developed, maybe in the middle too, were you kind of like laying down, maybe getting ready to go to bed, and you're just, your brain is just moving like, all right, maybe I could do this. Maybe I could do things like that. Has ever happened?
I'll tell you this. I put it onto Steam now for the, you know, the wish list thing. That hasn't stopped. You would think that it would stop, but it hasn't stopped. Every time, I mean, I haven't gone to bed probably before 2 a.m. in 5 months, with working, with everything else. I can't, because you get on something and then I go upstairs and I'm laying down. And it's like, oh, you know what? It probably doesn't work because I didn't put this here or move this there. You know, and then it's like, well, am I just going to get up and do it now? It's like, well, no, I shouldn't do that. And then before you know it, I'm downstairs and it's 3 a.m. You know, it's, you know, I would, you know, I'd close my eyes and I'm seeing, you know, the content browser and all this other stuff. And, you know, it melds into you and you start, I don't know, it's a feeling I've never really had, but to see it now, and it almost feels very surreal to even see it on Steam. I know it's on a wish list thing, and, you know, but just to see your game physically on an engine that you grew up with for years and years and years. And, you know, I never thought I'd be able to design anything that would, you know, people would really enjoy, let alone be able to make it look a certain way and feel a certain way. But to see it now it's really great. It's really exciting. You know, it's been a great ride, really. You've learned a ton about this stuff.
That's awesome, man. Like I said, I mean, it's a very interesting category too. You know, you don't really see, again, you don't really see too much of this kind of stuff, especially in the survival horror genre. You don't really don't see that much of things like this at all. So it's going to be really interesting. And you know what? I know no controller yet, but I definitely want to give this a shot. It doesn't look like from like looking at the gameplay, it doesn't seem like I need to be like very advanced. Looks like you've kind of hit the market well as well. I don't need to be like a ridiculous Counter-Strike type mouse and keyboard type player or anything like that.
No, we were actually, we're, you know, back in 1.5, 1.6 for Counter-Strike, I mean, we were very serious. We were, you know, we played in a lot of things. We did a lot of stuff. And we actually went against that on this game. We were like, you know, we don't want to make this hyper-competitive, you know, people getting mad, slamming stuff. And, you know, we don't want to do that. We want to make that, like I said, the end of the night game or middle of the day game where it's just like, I want to go on. I want to hang out. I want to try to find this thing. I want to be challenged in the game, but I don't want to make it stress me out or make it, you know, I feel tight the whole time. Like I can just enjoy myself. You still get scared. You still get nervous. You still get excited. You get the good emotions, but without any of the bad, you know, I don't feel like I'm doing well enough type of stuff.
Definitely can't wait to try it out. Definitely. Very excited.
Thank you.
As a huge survival horror fan, you know, as I said, I'm definitely looking forward to something like this. And anything survival horror, I'm always down to jump right in.
Yeah, I mean, I would tell you, I mean, even without a controller, definitely give it a try. Like I said, we've kept it very simple. WSAD, left click, you're good to go. You can, those five things, you can move through this map no problem.
That's fine. Just by looking at it, I shouldn't have an issue. I was playing a game called Deceit the other day, and I didn't have a problem with the mouse and keyboard options.
Yeah, once you get the hang of it, it's not too bad. And like I said, this game is at your pace. I mean, you can move very slow through things, you know, really take your time and get familiar, or you can crank through them. It's really whatever your style is. So, I mean, if you're getting comfortable, you don't have to feel like you need to rush. There's, you know, yeah, you want to find a key card, but like I said, there's hundreds of locations. You could stand in one room and eventually it could come to you, you know? So it's really built for however the player wants to manage it, which I think really makes it interesting for all the players, because each game is then, in essence, different.
Are you going to have, with the community, are you guys going to do something like like, hey, upload your clips of like winning moments or betrayal moments or anything like that. You guys gonna, and then like post it on Twitter or anything like that?
Yep. So we've actually made two separate screens. So at the end of the game, the first survivor that runs through the door, it actually triggers the airlock has been breached to all the players, which signifies that the game is ending. Somebody breached the airlock. Somebody's escaped. It brings you to two separate screens. The winner receives their own screen. The losers receive their own screens. So it gives them that ability to kind of snap it when they win. You know, because here's the thing. It's not going to be an easy game to win. You know, you have hundreds of locations. You have less than a 1% chance to find a key card at any given time. Obviously, as more enter the map, your chances grow, but it's minimal. You're under 1% for most of the game to find one. So when you do, you have to protect it. It's not like you can just go back to the same spot and find one if you get killed. I mean, you may never find one again. So once you find it, you have to be smart, you have to be stealthy, and you have to be kind of good at it too. But
you know, and avoid zombies as well,
right? Because they can take you out as well. Exactly. So, you know, just kind of a little hint to everybody, because most people were thinking, I'll just run around the edge of the map through the woods or what have you. I can promise you that you're going to encounter more out there than you do anywhere inside the town.
That's good. Well, that's good. That kind of keep those. It looks like there's no really camping, which is good too, because a lot of issues that you know I usually have with battle royales, so I'm not really into them that much, is just the camping. You know, one player could just kind of sit there, just go from circle to circle, and just kind of sit there and do nothing the whole game, and then win. So it looks like, by the looks of this, looks like there's really, you can't just kind of sit in one house and everything's going to be okay.
No, you sit in one house, the best thing you can do is play spoiler. You're never going to win the game by sitting in one house. It's impossible, because you have to find a key and you have to escape. You find the key in the house, that's great, but sitting there, you're playing spoiler. And I think most of us know, I mean, you have your trolls, you have your people that may try to do that. But again, the way that we combated that is with a key card spawning every 60 seconds. So at one point in the game, there could be eight people with a key card. Eight people are not going to run by that house. And if eight people do run by that house, eight people aren't going to die to the same person. So it's we've really hoped we've alleviated that issue, because I know that's a big one.
So yeah, you can respawn, right? So after how long is the respawn timer?
Respawn is about, at most, it's 8 seconds, but it works similar to how old World of Warcraft, or maybe even now Warsong, or any battlefield used to work. Depending on when you die is where the spawn actually starts. Okay. So it's a consistently running timer.
And is the spawn randomized, or is it spawn you farther away from where you died, or closer to where you died?
Spawn is completely randomized. So there's a few spawns that are right near the door, and a few spawns that are way out deep in the woods, and oh, and when you die too, I don't know if I mentioned this, but if you do die with a key card, you lose that key card. You don't retain it.
Yes, I remember talking about that the other day, which I like, because it makes you go back, makes you go find a new key card.
Right.
So we are coming to our hour mark, which means the end of the podcast. But before we go, I have one question left for you, which is a question I'd like to basically get your opinion for the new people. So, if you can give any advice to somebody who wanted to get into game development, game design, you know, their first steps into it, what are some ways they can do that? Like, any advice for them?
Yeah. Yeah, I do have some. It may sound, I guess, maybe a little deep, but if it's something you want to do, don't quit on it. Do it. Go through the whole thing. Don't let one hurdle stop you from getting to the next objective as to where you're trying to go with game design. There's people to help you. There's tutorials to help you. You know, and overall, the community, if you have a question, they're willing to help you get to where you want to be. Don't get overly frustrated. Keep going as to what you want it to be. Don't think it's good enough when it's not good enough. When you think you've done everything you can to make it ideal, do one more thing and just make it what you really, really want it to be.
Okay, I like that. That's really good. And then, is there any one question I want to ask, which kind of slipped my mind as far as tools you use? Any particular tools you use that you could tell them they could start with that would might be easier for new people to start with?
I mean, as far as, you know, we designed this on Unreal. I would recommend Unreal personally. I've dealt with both Unreal and Unity. I prefer Unreal. I would also, first out of the gate, once you get Unreal, definitely learn their blueprint system. There's always going to be other stuff you can't do inside of that, but it's very extensive. Work within that. And then during your time of learning Unreal, learn Blender. It's a lifesaver when it comes to assets.
Okay. Thank you, man. That was really nice, man. That was a really good conversation, man. I really enjoyed our talk today because it allowed us to really get to know you a little bit more and the game a lot more, which it kind of seems you have your foot in the right direction with this, and I personally can't wait to see where it evolves.
And I really appreciate you guys taking the time and everything that you've helped us with and said about this. I mean, we're really excited to get this going on the 15th.
What, you know, one new thing about video games is, you know, anytime there's a new IP, you know, it gets you excited. You know, you always see, like, oh, you know, don't get me wrong, I love hearing about sequels and remakes and stuff like that, but hearing just a fresh new IP kind of in a different category is really exciting too. Because, as we spoke about before, nothing really too much like this. You know, there's really not a lot of survival horror PvP multiplayer.
Yeah, and that's really what we're going for, is a nice different type of thing, but, you know, still has that familiar type feel. And I think we really hit the nail on the head with this one.
And then one last time, if you can let everyone know where they can find you.
Oh, definitely. Twitter is Crichton Studios, Chriton Studios. Twitch is Mufins with 2 0s instead of O, so M00F. Instagram is also Crichton Studios, Chriton Studios. You'll find our Discord located on both of those pages, as well as the Steam link to the game itself that is wishlist available, and it will launch on the 15th of this month, or I'm sorry, next month, 15th of May. Jumping ahead of time, man. Time's all blending together right now, you know, so.
That's big facts. thank you, everybody. And then, of course, you guys know where to find us. That's pretty much any podcast platform at Inner Mom's Basement, and our website as well at innermomsbasement.com. I am Dan, and joined leaving with Rage Quit Pat and our fabulous guest Mufin.
Thanks very much, guys, again.
And hopefully you guys have stay safe and have a wonderful night.
Take care, everyone.
You've just listened to the In Our Mom's Basement, a video game podcast with your hosts Dan Geoffwe and Rage Quit Pat. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Google Play. See you in the next episode.